Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am so thrilled. I don't even know what's going on with the lighting here. And now my hair is looking like, what has it got going on here? I apologize for all of you. I have been working remotely, as so many of you have. And I get to work from my beautiful place here and back in the studio. We are in the middle of development and launching. And I will say this. Everything that I need to do and all the conversations I need to have are here. So it's almost easier for everybody to decide, where do I want to work from? How's it going to make life easier for me? And once we can do that, once we can answer the question, even in the middle of a struggle or even in the middle of whatever you want to call it, the question will remain, how do I get through it with ease and grace? How do I protect my peace? How do I? Today, 2022, it's an engagement of new energy. You've heard us talk about it. And I realized that today, as I just got off a call right before the show, my very special guests today are Pam Bright and David Buck, and you know who they are. And I couldn't think of better people to join me today to talk about new energy. And you know what's so funny about this is Amy Zerner just sent me like five different astrology charts. Mm-hmm. And they send me all the charts, but I don't have my meeting. So here's my question for all of you. Do I look at them or do I wait for the meeting? What is the energy? Is the energy of anticipation and abundance and yippee skippy? Or are we creeping fear and doubt, which has so infiltrated our field in the past couple of years? Well, I'm a quadruple Sagittarian, and I'm going to tell you right now, like later on today, I'm looking at them. Today's show is about looking at what we can call in, how we can expand our engagement, and what does that look like? I know for me, I'm working from here today because I'm in conversation with three different teams of people orchestrating an energy to launch six different new things in April. Mm. Now, why here? Because if I'm not here, I'm in the studio and I'm walking into Jessica's room 500 times. I'm in there bugging Jacob and Kent and everybody else. And I am not getting done what I need to get done. Welcome to both of you. It's great to have you join me here today, both of you.
Thank you.
We are so happy to be here, Pat. Thank you for inviting us into your world.
And you know, I had to like make an arrangement here. I'm still off center, but I don't care because I saw your beautiful artwork as you always have. But I want to ask you about it because we both have artwork showing. Mm-hmm. And what I'm struck by is both of those backgrounds. I know yours is symbolic to you. And mine, believe it or not, is symbolic to me. You know, it's one thing to have art, but to have art with stories is mm-hmm. beautiful. And I want to ask you both, as we take on this topic, by the way, which is a big topic, how do we bring in the symbolism, the energy, the ancient knowing to where we are today? Because Pam, you're a multidimensional healer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a fabulous show and David, my God, you as well, but you're both in the world of transformation. You're both in the world of helping others. And I know today you've got a bunch of questions for me, but what's most important, I want to set the stage for the power of the work that you both do.
Thank you.
What is the energy calling for you to say today in this show?
Really what's coming up for me is possibility. Possibility and partnership. Those are two words that that I took on a long time ago, but really when I looked at the energy of 2022, those are the two words that came up the most strongly for me. And those are two words that I really want to hone in my life as an individual, as well as a business owner, and as a host of this wonderful show called the Empower Me Show on Transformation Talk Radio. What about for you?
I think what comes up for me is access points. And, you know, people enter the conversation of spirituality or transformation in many different ways. And artwork is one of those ways, because behind us is something that shows the interconnected nature. We believe everything is interconnected. And it's a great access point for people to go into a museum or to find a piece of art to put up on a wall that calls them forth and, you know, helps to reinforce their spiritual beliefs.
Yeah, I'm so honored to be here with you both today for a lot of reasons. But what you both just tapped into, and I can't wait till we start to do Q&A here today. And Benny, we probably may skip the first break because we're going to get it rolling on here today. I shared a little bit. I can't remember. I think it must have been Jacob or maybe even Olivia. I got everybody producing the show right now. It must have been yesterday because today's Tuesday. Had to be yesterday. What's happening? What's happening with time? Where'd it go? I was trying to explain to Christine Clark, right? I said, you know, I know your model works. Her husband creates these beautiful katana swords, you know, the Japanese swords. Mm. He is a bladesmith. He is superior. And she uses the process in her coaching. So I said, you know, I think I'm in the bending stage, where the steel bends. See, people don't know that about making a thing like this. You know, it shapes it. You have to work it. And I said, you know, I can think about three different times in my life where I felt like this. Now, I don't want to keep talking because I want to hear from you too. But that's a big statement to say, isn't it? Three other times in my life that I felt like this.
Mm.
What's your sense of it?
Well, what comes up for me when you talked about that is that when we first started this Empower Me show, I talked in my very first episode, it was called The Butterfly, the whole butterfly journey. Mm-hmm. And what occurs to me is that is my life. We're talking about symbolism. And for me, it's very key to who I am. So many times in my life, I look at how many times have I been in the caterpillar stage where I'm really just beginning to start on my journey or a new lesson or a new theme. And then I go into this chrysalis where I really don't know some things that I'm learning yet. And it's time for me to be quiet and still. And really inward. And then the journey of, okay, I have really, really absorbed everything that I need for this moment. Now I'm ready to be a little bit more transparent and show you who I am and what I've learned and what I'm ready to express now. So for me, that's what came up as you were talking about that. And when I'm in each of those places, I don't necessarily know I'm there. And that's the key, I think, to transformation is we don't necessarily know where we're at until after the fact, looking backwards.
Yeah. And what comes up for me is that the the lesson of the reed in the wind, you know, the way to survive in the wind is to be able to bend without breaking. And in these incredibly unpredictable times, with everything everywhere, it seems like we've never been more divided. So we have to learn to bend. I mean, I'm a planner. I make plans all the time. Some of them happen. The rest of the time I have to go, okay, I've got to bend again now and come back around to that.
I want to add to that too, because something that one of the treasures that I get to experience with this man right here is learning how to compromise and to bend. And I can tell you from experience in my life that that was not something that was in my vocabulary, nor in my life. I knew nothing about compromise. I didn't grow up with it. I didn't understand it. I didn't even know it was part of a relationship until I met David. And he started using things like, you know, speaking about compromise and possibility and learning how to be moderate, moderation, you know, how do we embody that? So these tools of the trade are new to me, even as long as I've been in the world of transformation. It's so wonderful to be learning about new things.
Wow. David, I know you're like listening. You're like, David's like, right? I mean, because we're both going like this, right? I'm trying to type a couple notes because, you know, what I love about what we're talking about is what I have a program that I've been part of for 30, I don't even know how many years now. And there's so much about the program I hated when I first joined the program, except one thing. And that were these things called promises. Mm. And I held on to them like a fly on flypaper. That's such a bad analogy. Don't email me on that. I'm a member of PETA. Sorry for the analogy. I'll say something else. But something's different. David, I got to hear from you because I know like your head's going like this. I know you got something to say. Go ahead.
Well, when you say something is different, you're talking about in the world today, something is different. Something has shifted and changed. If that's where you're getting at, I feel the same too. It's like we have a 17-year-old and, you know, to explain to her how to navigate, you know, the one class I think that all high schools could use is just a class called How to Deal. And then I realized the other day, that's the entire high school experience is that it's building what you need to know on how to deal. And it's really hard right now with the pandemic and everything, all the unrest everywhere and all the divisions of everything. So we have to, I think, continue to bend, and it is shifting. It's an interesting, you know, I'm sure there's a great perspective on this is an exciting time to be alive, especially those who are spiritually awake and aware, because we can, you know, as much as you believe in it, we can see what's coming in the future, see what we can prepare for. One of Pam's mentors connects to this energy and the spirit of beings that are on their way here, on an arrival trajectory to provide new experiences and new awarenesses. And if we can tap into that and suspend some of our disbelief about those things, because I think the veil is thin between the physical world and we're animated, we're talking, we have energy, we have spirit within us. And I think that's the first point of contact.
Well, I want to get to this next part of the conversation, which is about expanding. I start talking about it as an energy, but I know that you all have some questions about that for me. But this started about 2 years ago for us. Now, we've always had a game plan, a business plan, technology development to expand, contrary to what broadcasts tell us to do. But that's not who we are. We're not one of the mega stations. We're independent. We're going to stay independent. We're not going to sell off stock and lose control of your voice and what you can and cannot say. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do something that will affect people. But the energy of expansion has not let go of any of at least myself, Linda, and Jessica. It just has not let go of us. And people ask me why. I don't have a good answer about that, except that this is my life's path. And if you need a bigger answer than that, go ask somebody else.
Yeah. That's your answer right there.
I get it totally.
And let's talk about engagement for you. Tell me about what engagement means for you, because I know both of you, and you shared it earlier. Engagement right now is so important, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. I got pretty strong hit at the beginning of the year. This is why partnership is the word that I'm embracing this year, is that, you know, I lived a life many, many years ago of doing it alone. You know, that was my world. I didn't know a lot of people that thought in the ways that I thought, nor experienced expansion the way that I felt like I was expanding. And so I kept a lot of things to myself and felt like I was doing life alone in this spiritual world that was, it was like propelling me forward in ways that I didn't expect nor even know how to manage. And so I was used to doing life alone. And yet I knew there was a different way. I just didn't know how to get there. And so through the years, you know, I've learned how to accept support, which is a big key of what my mission is to share that with people and teach them how to accept support. And so this year, it really became apparent to me, it's time for us to stop doing life alone.
Oh, man, yeah.
It is time. We have been separated for so long and been isolated for so long that now it's not about, okay, I'm a solo entrepreneur who can only do business by myself in my own little bubble. No, you may have that too right now as a solo entrepreneur. And guess what? We don't have to do it alone. We can get together.
Yeah.
We can expand our horizons. We can share our resources.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's coming up for me. And I don't know what it's going to look like. And I don't really have a game plan. I just know that speaking out what my truth is where I stand.
Yeah. And I want to add something to that. This is a bigger statement, and it's just not this kind of a show, but we've been isolated since the agricultural revolution. Ironically, the human history, when we came together as tribes together in one place, that's where division really began. That's where prejudice really began. That's where separation really began. That's where tyranny really began. All of those things, we can go on and on. But so we've been isolated so far before this pandemic. And this pandemic provides an opportunity to kind of step back a little bit, look at that, consider who we're going to be in the matter of our own lives. And we are all in it together. You know, even if it seems like only half of us are on the same page, we're all human.
I love this. Let's get down on this, because look, I learned some family history not too long ago. And the dawn of our family history is that in the United States of America, those of us that are here living, we are a minority compared to our relatives in the Mediterranean and South America. I never knew I had relatives in South. I never knew that that was part of my lineage. My grandfather being the biggest secret. How do you keep a secret that your grandfather was born in Brazil and was a farmer? Well, thank you, internet. Thank you. But let me ask you this question, because we're right on the same page with you. I'm so grateful that when I started this 20 years ago, and I was told by a major syndication company, we can't syndicate your show. You're not a broadcast person. You don't do it the way we do it. Mm-hmm. Because my very first year, I had partnered with four other independents. One of them is Sean's Network in Australia, who distributes your shows, our shows. That is a 20-year partnership.
Great. Mm,
that's beautiful.
That broadcasting people don't do. They don't do it. And I've watched Sean, because in this industry, if you watch what he's doing with his network and has done over 20 years, it is the epitome of that. But what is it when we talk about partnerships? Because we've been doing it a long time. And when we come back from break, I'm just going to tell you, our entire infrastructure to move to the Transformation Network is all about partnership. Our membership is about partnership. Our summits we're going to hold is about partnership. But this is exciting because we can all contribute in the way that we contribute. So what does that mean for you guys? What does partnership mean to you?
Oh, well, I'll talk because.
Okay.
Yeah. Years ago, when I was in a relationship that this woman that I was in a relationship with was talking to me about partners, right? I'd never heard that term, partner, right? I knew girlfriend, I knew boyfriend, I knew husband, I knew wife. I didn't know partner. I had no clue what she was talking about, okay? This person taught me about partnership in a way, and you know, this person was a business owner. This person was also my mate. This person was my friend. I learned about what that meant, and I fought it every step of the way. Right? Years later, I meet this guy, and he, very first conversation we had, he asked me, did I have children and was I married? First question out of his mouth. I was like, okay, I'm not in a normal relationship here. Okay. So that put me on a whole new trajectory about what partnership was. And I could keep going on and on, but today he's my husband. He's my business partner. He's my friend. He's my partner.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I didn't plan that, but you know what? Here we are.
I would say that the essence is contribution and compromise. That those two things really form partnership, because you need to be able to contribute into a partnership, and you need to be able to compromise some of what you think the way it's already going to go. And it's absolutely necessary. And the more people that can bend like the reed in the wind and compromise and yet make that whistling noise to contribute into the symphony of partnership, that's the melding, that's the mix. You know, it's there are a few people in the world who isolate themselves and live on a mountaintop. Most of us don't. And can it be too much? Yes. But it's so much usually the other way around. Like, we all need to contribute a little bit more and compromise a little bit more.
I love this. You know, I have to tell you something which was so enlightening. Could I ask you both about it for a minute? We can talk about it. I tell you what I want to do. I want to give a shout out to the LGBTQ plus community, right?
Yes.
They rewrote the book on the language around partner and partnership.
They really did. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And it started as a movement in that direction about 20 years ago, I would say. About 20 years ago, maybe even longer. I can't recollect. And the reason I say that is because think about it. Think about our LGBTQ brothers, sisters, it, they, them, it, whatever that is. Let's just talk and address and honor them for a minute.
Yes.
Because you want to feel invisible, right? You know, it's a different prejudice when you're invisible. It's different than versions of racism we have now, which, believe me, does exist. But invisibility in a world doesn't, if you put invisible and partnership in the same sentence, that is an oxymoron. That is like, that is like what? That's like, you know, that's like putting do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had to create that, but it was an energy, wasn't it?
It was.
Does that make sense to what I'm saying to you, Pam?
Yeah.
Okay.
It really does. It really does. So to give you an example of that, okay, I consciously went into a lesbian relationship. I'll just say that flat out, okay? I was not one of those that was born into it, okay? I consciously went into that not knowing whether I would stay or not, not knowing if it was something I wanted even. But I consciously went into that because there was something in me that said, if I'm going to choose this path, then I need to know it's right for me. Okay. So I chose that. And what it did for my partner was it allowed her the freedom to break her own boundaries around being a secret.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I said, if we are going to be together, I'm going to hold your hand in public.
Yeah.
I'm going to kiss you in public. I'm going to let people know that you're my woman.
And
that was huge for her.
It's gigantic, but it was a total stripping away of the limitations of partner and partnerships and engagement, and really created a paradigm out of love, right?
Yep.
Right. Yeah. That's why I'm excited about talking with you about today, because you see, thereafter, a lot of other language tried to be generated, right? What do we call you? The spouse, you're the man, but it never altered the fact that in that environment, in those relationships, he is my partner, she is my partner. And that took on across the board in heterosexual relationships.
Yeah.
When we come back, the question is, how do we expand that engagement, partnership, energy out of love to what the message is of your show, to what we're doing, and to reach out to the very hearts of people that may feel invisible, may feel like they're drowning, may feel that they haven't been seen, may feel that they've been seen too much, but not in a good way. Let's take a short break. Benny, Jacob, Olivia. And when we come back, more with Pam Bright, you're going to hear all about what they're doing. I'm going to give you lots of information to Pam and David. When we come back, we'll be right back, everybody.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com and also follow us on transformationtalkradio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
We're having so much fun. We're having so much fun. Pam Bright, David Buck. Look, before we get rolling again, because we get rolling. Let's tell folks how they find out about each of you. How do they work with you? How do they listen to your show? It's time for you to tell all of us what you're doing to engage people. Tell us a little bit about that. How do they find you?
Okay, so my business name is Bright Butterfly Enterprises, and it's been around for a couple of years now. I've been doing this kind of work. I realized this is an extension of my purpose. So I've been doing this work for 20, 30 years, something like that, in different forms. But now it's called Bright Butterfly Enterprises. If you go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com, you can find information about me and about my show, as well, this show, the Empower Me show, as well as the services that I provide. Mm-hmm. David is kind of my sidekick when it comes to business. He really helps me stay on task with the development of the business. We do have a program that we created called Full Body Wellness System.
Full Body System Wellness.
Thank you. Yeah. Full Body System Wellness, which we created in 2020 because we needed to make some money. And I had retired from my massage therapy practice. Mm-hmm. And I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm ready to move on. So there's a lot of things that you can engage with when it comes to working with me. And I'm really easy to work with. You can just get a hold of me on Bright Butterfly Enterprises page and say, hey, I don't know what I need from you, but I need something. And I'll get a hold of you and we'll start working together.
You can also email us at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. But there is a fullbodysystemwellness.com as well, where you can see an overview of the program. We're excited this year to be expanding that program. And just super quick, what we mean about that is that you've got a body system. Your body is a system of all the things that work together to keep you alive. And we're suggesting that the spirituality that surrounds you in different ways is another kind of system. So integrating all the systems that you work with in your circles, your social circles, and what you do in your life and how you embody your purpose, those are all systems. And if we bring them together, you live one life instead of 12.
Yeah. So something else I want to add on with that is that the Full Body System Wellness Program originally started out as a 21-day program because we learned that 21 days is like the beginning of, if you want to build a new habit, mm-hmm. it takes about that time. 21 days, if you do it consistently over that amount of time, you have that habit ingrained. Then we realized, oh gosh, that's a lot of information to put into 21 days. So we said, okay, we're going to take the 21 days off. We're going to just have this program as is and sell it the way it is. And then my dear sweet husband said, no, 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 it's much more than that. It's a bigger program. And I said, oh God, okay, what does that mean? So we now are creating the Butterfly Journey program.
Oh, that's great.
Which
that's
is an perfect. Expanded version of that that you get to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, I love this because at the core of that is what you're doing is you're sharing your knowledge, your wisdom. You're helping other people. You're transferring that knowledge and wisdom to other people. And that is such a core element of partnering, partnership, and engagement. You know, it really is the key because it talks about a beautiful level of humble, right, of humility in sharing. And many people don't know this, but it's worth mentioning. I'm really shy. But when it comes to sharing and teaching and helping people, and that's what our new development is going to do so well, I get excited, right? I if you were to meet me, like not on the show, like when I go to networking events, people walk up to me and say, what's wrong with you? You know, are you okay? Do you feel well? Do you sick? And I'm like, no, I'm great. And they say, well, you don't seem like yourself. What you're doing, this level of vulnerability to share and to bring people along with you is honorable. And I don't know if our listeners know this, but it takes courage. It takes courage every time I decide, you know, somebody wants media coaching and I decide to coach them in depth. You know, there's a part of that that brings this humble, this aspect of humble vulnerability to the forefront. And I think that's what makes you, you both so very special and unique, that you're willing to share all that with people.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to share something about myself with that. Thank you. Because what people don't necessarily know about me is that I was incredibly shy as well for a very long time and really felt like I had nothing to contribute to the world. And so to be willing to step up and step out like this is a huge feat for me. And it does take courage. So those of you who are feeling like, oh God, I could never do that. Well, guess what? You can. And I will support you every step of the way because it takes something. I knew how much fear I held inside of me. And so I said, I'm not going to let this defeat me. I am absolutely committed to getting through this fear to the other side so that I can know what that is.
Yeah.
So I invite you into that world with me.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that why we're having this conversation today? To really talk about the possibilities that show up through partnership, through engagement. You know, I too have a rock in my life. Linda and I have been our lives. I mean, clearly the relationship we have is so soul driven. We've been together since 72, you know, she's watched me through every life altering and my crazy, by the way, you know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, okay, this was not going on. but I really did have a lot of fun. It's so important to have a David, right? It's so important. You know, on a network, you know, we have a David and we have, you know, Jessica and Linda. We have these two ladies, right? Nothing gets done here without the three of us agreeing. And that's difficult between a triple Virgo, a double Libra, and a quadruple Sagittarian. although I have a Capricorn, a lot of Capricorn. But the point is that we made a commitment to each other to be partners in this. What does it take to do that? What does it take to commit to partnership?
Well, I can tell you from me, I'm a Pisces. I don't put a lot of stock into astrological, criteria, but I feel like I'm always been two fish swimming in different directions. I used to be a DJ, which is a great career if you're an introvert or an extrovert. So I'm almost daily, I'm in conflict one way or the other. And I think the way through is, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to choose? And again and again, and we're so grateful that we are continuing with this show. There was a time that we weren't sure if we were going to be able to continue.
Yeah.
And we're glad we're still here and doing it, because it's these habits that continue to replace things. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has a past. And you can get beyond that past by moving forward in another direction. I think that's what it really takes. It's a perseverance. It's a belief. It's a support system. So, yeah. and it's a Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, you know, Pam, thank you, David, for that, because now I know what you, Benny, and I have in common. The DJ thing. There you go. Forget about everything else that brings us together. That's the thing.
That's great.
Look, Pam, let me ask you this question, and I want to go back to this in the time we have left. I just have to talk about what happens when you say yes to creating a business, a network, a platform, a vision, a dream that involves and engages other people. Because one of the things that I didn't share a lot about, and actually Jessica and I and Linda are going to do a whole show on this, because the shift has been so profoundly transformationally action oriented now. So we did a lot of planning and left a lot of things up to programmers, and those are the people who did it. Now it's different. Now I need to come out, me. I'm starting to tremble just thinking about that. I need to come back out again. And what's happened since we've put the energy out there, Pam, we've had people show up on our network, like Amber and Austin, who have said, we want to help you. We have a million followers and we want to help you. I mean, tell me from your perspective what happens when you come out, because sometimes people don't want to engage because they don't want to be the first one. Right. But we cannot let the barriers of honoring ourselves, of thinking big, of picking up the phone and calling somebody and say, hey, you know what? I'm ready to start my nonprofit. I'm ready to expand the network. I'm ready to do this. What kind of financing do you have? I'm ready to do crowdfunding. Actually, this was my call with my financial guy. I'm ready. I've already taken action on this. Right. And then send a million text messages out to people. And Jane Forbes calls and says, call me, let's do it. But you got to put yourself out there, Pam. Tell me about the energy of that for you, because you are doing the same thing.
Yeah. So what's happening for me, and this has happened before, I'm just feeling it again. Thank you for your willingness to bring me up to into the fire. Okay. Because when I'm in the fire, you can't sit still. I'm a fire walker. I can't sit still and expect to not get burned. Okay. There might be some burning that happens. It's time for the old to burn away and the new to be created. And so what drives me is my absolute commitment to being on purpose. I must be on purpose. I must live out my mission that my soul came here to do. It is the driver in me that keeps me going and says, I must be accountable. I must be available. I am absolutely committed to my ordained minister status. I must be committed to being the owner of Bright Butterfly Enterprises.
Yeah.
I must be committed to being the host of the Empower Me show.
Yeah.
I must be available to you, the listener.
Yeah, I want to say there's one thing that the pandemic, all the unrest in the world, all the things going on right now, doesn't change at all. It's the same choice that we've always had. What are you going to choose to do? I actually believe that what we say and what we do both matter. But here we are, you know, on a program speaking, but this is an action that we're taking. We're speaking out about what we believe in, that what you, the listener or watcher, can choose to do with your life. And I think that's the important thing. And it's a habit. It builds up. And this is one of the things that we do. The Empower Me show really is about, well, what's going to empower you?
Yeah.
What's going to call you forth?
Yeah.
I love your show. And by the way, we should tell people that this is like, you guys do a live call-in thing. I mean, you engage the audience. This isn't just, you know, sometimes I do a lot of interviews. I don't open up the phone line. I have a show on Thursday night where that's what we do. But you all, you from the get-go, have invited people and engaged people and are helping people in your show and doing amazing things in this live streaming TV venue. You did that from the get-go, though. I remember David working with you because, you know, David's like, we got to get the scene right. We got to. and it's beautiful, right? Because it's intentional action, isn't it? That's what you both are talking about. We cannot flounder now. I'm not saying that everybody has to go start a network. You know, some days for me, when I'm digging a dumpster because I don't have a home and I'm walking the alleys of New York City, my purpose was to find food and water, not even to get clean, not even to brush my teeth. Food, water. This is the time for people to rise up and do whatever that next indicated thing is, right? Don't you think?
Right.
That's the honoring that we're talking about, to meet people where they are, right, Pam, David?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I remember in 2020 when I consciously chose to not go back to the massage spa that I'd been working at, even when they said, "Are you coming back?" I said, "No, I'm not coming back because I don't want to expose."
I did the same thing. Yeah. I said, "No, you said no." We.
And we didn't know how this business was going to go. We didn't know if we were going to make money. We didn't know if we were going to make an impact. We didn't know, but we said yes. And that's always my invitation. Mm-hmm. Is, are you willing to say yes to your life right now?
Yeah. God, this is such a great show and such a great lesson. You know, recently, I'm just going to share this because this is an indication of what we're talking about. My worst experience in living my life's path to do this happened early on. I think Benny may know it's 05 or 06. I can't remember. By the way, the show wasn't called the Dr. Pat Show. But I remember working with a couple of sponsors back then. And every day they'd ask me for numbers. What are the numbers? What are the numbers? And then I found myself asking all the networks. I would call Eric or John Schwartz and I'd say, "Do you have numbers? Do you have numbers?" I mean, they have got a locator map. You want to know how many people KKNW reaches? Go look at the locator map. But every day it was that. And it took my joy. Mm-hmm. It got me to the place where I became so focused on trying to give these people what they want until I realized one day I was never going to be able to do that. Because they didn't really want numbers from me. And I let them go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And recently we had a situation that was so bizarre. But here's what I learned from that. How many years ago? 18 year ago experience. We're very cautious about the information we give. If I mention a number on air, I will be able to show you a server report. that has that number. We're not able to do it for all the individual shows at the moment. And by the way, there isn't a single person here that can even do it. Not a single network that can do it. Mm. They can't do it. They can tell you, yeah, these people downloaded your podcast, but they cannot tell you because they don't want to count how many of the 100 outlets we send you out to, how many of them are going on there. Here's what we do know, though. We're committed to telling the world about you. Mm-hmm. That's what I know. That commitment takes so many different forms beyond numbers. That's why we get calls from Dubai, the shows, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is why the last report I ran had something like 136 countries. But I only looked at it because somebody challenged the numbers with Jessica. Mm. We are here to do what you both started to talk about during the show right at the top. The reason you engaged us today is because you both are here to reach out and help people transform their lives. Isn't that why the three of us are here today?
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
And that's why we have Linda. Linda's the triple Virgo. So Linda, you know, she's right here making sure that in any new development, there's going to be a gazillion spreadsheets. Thank you for Linda. But that's not what gets me fired up. What gets me fired up is what you're both talking about today. This has been such an honor to chat with you. I want to ask you each this question. We've talked about a lot today, but I want to know what's in your heart. What's in your vision? What do you want everybody to know today about the energy you're bringing forth? David, you want to go first and then Pam, you?
Yeah.
And bring us home.
What occurs to me, what occurs to me is it's not the energy that we're bringing forth. Our entire show, all our programs is about what you are going to do. You on the other side of the camera, on the other side of the screen, on the other side of the radio, if you're listening, what are you going to do? Because you have a choice and this is the choice that we keep making. So what is the choice you're going to keep making? That's what's in my heart.
And I just want to extend my absolute love for you. That's what I really, really want you to know. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I love you. And I will support you from my depths, from here forward. And I will stretch myself to meet you. I will be available to you in your hour of need, in your fear, in your terror, in your doubt, in your confusion, in your floundering, in your days when you say, I don't have a clue what I'm doing next. I will support you to be absolutely who you are in this moment.
I can't thank you both enough. Please, one more time, let folks know how they can reach you.
You can reach us at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. You can go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com. You can go to fullbodysystemwellness.com. You've got a group on Facebook with Bright Butterfly Enterprises.
I do. I've got my Bright Butterfly Enterprises page on Facebook. You can also get Pamela Lynn Bright on my personal page. And, you know, any of you who really want to do a group coaching or healing session or sessions, let me know, please, because I'd love to do some groups with you. I just don't know who of you wants that. So I need to know that you want a group experience, and I'd love to honor you with that. So individually or group or on the Empower Me show, I'd love to see you and hear from you.
And you can listen to our show or watch our show on Thursdays right here on the Transformation Talk Radio
Network. Okay. I love it. And you know what? All of what we're doing and building out this year is to support you in connecting you with other people. That makes all of us here, that makes our hearts sing. We're so honored that you said yes to your purpose and to us. Thank you both. Thank you. What a great show. I want to thank Jacob, Olivia, and Benny, of course. And Daniel is also in the background monitoring this to make sure that my hair doesn't do crazy. No, I'm only kidding. He doesn't watch my hair. But mostly, I want to thank all of you. You're the best listening audience on the planet. You have been for me for 20 years. And now you get to share your amazement with both Pam and David and all of the TTR family. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.